The facility here in Birmingham kind of fits us well, and everything is all grouped. The trade show and our vendors were excellent. We had about 62 spots, and they sold out early, but people really enjoyed the trade show. And I think the two speakers we had at the general session were two different topics. One is on what's happening with corporate America and how we are answering these questions about sustainability and greenhouse gases and all of that. But Kim Stackhouse Lawson is on the staff at NCBA, and she has really focused this broad subject, and we're making a lot of headway. I thought that was good, and people were real receptive. And then Coach Dan Hallstrom with U.S. Meat Export Federation, you know, they are the big gorilla in selling U.S. beef outside of this country. And he had just got back from the Middle East. He travels all over the world, but he's the top dog for selling U.S. beef. And it looks like we've got some real bright days ahead because of the Asian growth in the middle class. And I thought Dan did a real good job talking about beef exports in this year, current, and in the future. Looks real bright. And Senator Shelby has been a friend of ours for a long time, running for re-election, and he's kind of the number one critic of the current administration and probably in the top two or three that's holding back all of these federal regulations, you know, dust, water, and all of that. He did a great job.
While a lot of subjects are covered, while there's a lot of issues talked about, same time you have some fun events, and one of those you bring in a world champion livestock auctioneer to help out.
Yeah, we did. You know, we got some people to donate some items to sell, and Brandon Neely from here in Alabama is the world champion. First time we've ever had a world champion auctioneer here, LMA. Jerry Etheridge is going to move up president of that organization, and that's all the livestock markets over the U.S. And we raised a little over $9,000 for our political action committee, the Beef Pack, with Brandon doing the selling. He did a great job.